It is the Riot Podcast, and I can tell you that today's podcast does not contain any brown water jokes.
But there's a lot of stuff in it.
There is a lot of stuff. Today, let's see. BuzzFeed, Senate dabbing, toast, antibiotics, donor.
Basically the meat.
Yeah.
That meat stuff.
Where we ate yesterday, we went for German meat and then to a gun store.
You'll learn about it.
That's all in the podcast.
In this podcast.
Also, you should take some time, as always, visit our Facebook page, Radio U Riot, because the Obies this time, we're talking about your favorite games of the year.
Basically, we're taking time this week. You can either text us, or you can always go to the Radio U Riot Facebook page, or email us, riot@radiou.com. But we talked about TV shows, movies, and today we're talking favorite games of 2016.
Yeah, and tomorrow we're maybe talking favorite songs. We haven't decided.
Was it songs or music?
I can't remember.
Because we already talked about albums a bit, you know, when we were...
We did albums before the end of the year, so it seems like we shouldn't go back to
Let's go to songs then. I think that's fine.
I like songs, favorite songs of the year.
So be thinking about that for tomorrow's podcast.
Because that way it opens it up a little bit instead of just saying favorite album or whatever. Also, I think it's worth noting, you know, we just finished up the show, and last 2 days, been really on top of it.
Because
you're coming back from that vacation high.
Because you've been hard at work,
and
happy.
Today, I'm sleepy again.
Today, he's right back to how how we normally are. Stretching,
and
yawning.
Starving. That's the other thing that lets you know my body is back on the schedule, because like the last 2 days we get done with the show, I'm like, I'm not that hungry. I'm fine. Get done with the show today. In fact, halfway through the show, I'm like, I'm so hungry. It's like, you know, you got up, you had 2 eggs.
You had enough.
I actually, do you know what I made for breakfast today? I made the sandwich. I toasted bread.
Yeah.
And then I made 2 eggs, and I took some turkey, and I just warmed the turkey up in the pan when the eggs were done. And then put a little bit of cheese on it,
well,
and I had that as
plenty.
A sandwich. That's plenty.
That's plenty for a long time.
That's supposed to be like a month of food. And instead, 2 hours later, I was like, do we have anything in here? Checking the cupboards.
I'll eat anything.
It's fine, though.
Well, enjoy this podcast. And, of course, don't forget Radio U Riot on Facebook or riot@radiou.com. Feel free to email us if you ever would like to.
It is the Riot.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
First off, I think we can all agree that dabbing was so 2015.
Yes, but
right?
It still pops up every so often like it's still a thing, which I know some people probably still do it.
It's still out there, and it may be one of my funniest. It's not funny, but when you watch the clip, it becomes funny. Okay, so Paul Ryan, he's the Speaker of the House. He's swearing in Congress on Tuesday, right?
Big day for a lot of people.
It is a big day. So Representative Roger Marshall, he goes up and gets sworn in with his family. Now, you can see him there. His wife is so excited. It looks like he's got I guess that's his whole family. So what they do is they do the swearing in, and then they basically go and pose for photos.
Yeah.
With Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And so the
wife really is excited.
Oh, if you watch the video.
She was just giddy.
She's so excited. Well, think about how much work and all that stuff to get into Congress, and you know they make it.
Yeah.
And this is their big moment.
This is your entire moment, your family's moment.
So they start to take the picture, and the teenage son stands behind the Bible to make sure that he's in a very prominent place, and he's dabbing. Like it's 2015.
Yes.
Then this is the part that I love. Because I'm just like, okay, that's dumb, whatever. But Paul Ryan is like, could you put your arm down? Could you put it down?
Are you sneezing? Is it that or something? Like, are you going to sneeze?
He's like, are you going to sneeze? Is that it?
But I think he knows what he's doing. Like, I think he knows what the dab is.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, he must.
I don't think he does. I feel like he doesn't. Are you going to sneeze? Is that it? Or do you think he's like...
He knows what he's doing. He's just trying to...
He doesn't want to give him
the attention.
Right.
You know, that the person is wanting.
The only thing that would have made it better is if Paul Ryan would have said, dabbing, really? Is that the best you've got? And then, of course, that guy like rips
but
his pants off or something.
It's so lighthearted, it's fine.
No, it's hilarious. That's what I think is so funny.
And then finally he stops, and then they take their actual photo.
They get an actual picture. He's just...
My favorite, you all right? Can you put your hand down?
Are you all right? Can you put your hand down?
You gonna sneeze? Is that it?
I love it. Most of us would be like, whoa, okay. understand where you're supposed to stand. Don't do anything, whatever. And this guy's like, hey, dad, check this out. This is funny. Yep, so he totally did that. In the meantime, Congress got sworn in yesterday. And boy, didn't everybody get mad about that ethics thing? I haven't even read about it yesterday. It all happened so fast. It was like, hey, they're getting rid of the ethics thing. The entire internet's mad. No, they're not doing it. I'm like, wait, I haven't even read about what you were mad about yet.
And if you haven't read about it, but yet you've read about the dabbing thing, then this is what's more popular.
I will tell you, I know more about the dabbing thing than I do about the ethics committee
thing.
And
you're not the only one in that boat.
I'm going to read about it.
Eventually, we'll get to it.
I just haven't got about it yet. But, like, let me put it to you this way. News headlines are flying by. Ethics committee, dabbing it, swearing in. I'm like, ah.
And there's video.
There's video of it.
I'm going over there.
I'm
going
to have to go see this. And I'm only enjoying it ironically, of course.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? Ah, the riot. Radio U.
Okay. 17 ways to lose 17 in 2017.
So like 17 pounds?
Mm-hmm. 8 ways to be irresistible in 17. 10 books that will change your life.
This is the time where you're going to get these lists.
Listicle heaven, Nikki.
Yes, it is.
It's everywhere. And anybody with an internet connection and a computer can put together a list and sound like an expert. These are the things that you need. This is it. This is it. I'm going to hit you with a crazy idea. Forget about the idea. I want to ask you a question. Do you think that God knows at least as much as the new intern at BuzzFeed?
I think they made the list.
That's just
possibly.
It. Do you think that God knows as much as BuzzFeed's latest intern? Do you think so? That he knows as much about life and the way to live it as that? Because what I find hilarious is I start talking about God and people are like, come on. But anybody is like, here's 8 books you should read. And you're like, oh, I'll click that. I like to read. Oh, these books are going to change my life. This is amazing. Thank you, stranger, for putting together this list. You don't know what their life is like, who they are, what the heck. They could be a train wreck, but you're taking their advice on how to live your life. 12 ways to have the best relationship in 17. You don't know. They could be a mess. Here's what I'm saying. Give God the same benefit of the doubt that you give those anonymous listicle people on wherever you're getting your news, just wherever. Think about that. God knows a little bit about life. He knows a little bit about your life. He loves you, and he wants to help you live your life. So God might present to you, you know, a listicle, and maybe it's, you know, personalized for your life right there. God loves you. He really does. He knows how to live, and he wants to show you a better way to go about it. It's not just about what's going to happen when you die. It's about what's going to happen when you get out of bed today or get out of the car or wherever you are. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want you to teach me how to live. I want to do things a little bit differently. Show me something. And man, God is all about that.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the riot on Radio U.
Oh, man, I'm at Woot right now on the front page. I think it's a Fitbit, and in big letters it says, get fit. And under it, it says, or don't. I'm not your mother.
Nice. Whoever made that graphic did a great job.
Oh, there's a bunch of win there. I'm at Woot because I'm looking for my very own Nerf and Strike Mega Mastodon Blaster. Dude, Eric is someone that you should follow him on Twitter and try to be like him because
he gets ideas.
He's really trying to lead the way, and a lot of us are dragging our feet and following him, but it's really time for us to start thinking about, you know, how can I be more like Eric in 17?
Yeah.
Because he came in yesterday with his Nerf and Strike Mega Mastodon Blaster.
I gave him for Christmas.
Well,
thank you. Thank you so much. He wanted to return it at first.
Really?
He's like, it's too much. Like, what is he going to do with it? Then he finally took a look at it. And then at that point, not only did he keep it, but he ordered extra darts for the Nerf thing.
Yeah, those darts are supposed to be here today.
Yeah. So, and extra rechargeable batteries. Like, this whole fleet of items that now goes with this Don whatever thing.
Mega Mastodon Blaster.
Mega Mastodon Blaster.
Yeah, get it right.
So sorry.
It's a minigun, basically, for Nerf darts. There are two triggers. One that lets you spin up the engine.
Yeah. And then they whistle.
Yeah,
Nerf darts whistle.
That's because they're going fast, Nikki.
It's like, what is going on?
And so these don't take the little Nerf darts. It takes the big ones. And you can load up 24 of them. And we didn't count, but I mean, you're firing more than one a second.
Sure.
It's pretty intense. And I love the fact that you can't, it's so big, you really can't hold it with one hand. I mean, if you can, great on you. But like for me, I was like, no, in order for me to aim, I'm going to really need two hands.
Well, it comes with a strap. You can wear it.
Dude, I told him, I'm like, Ellen Ripley aliens right there. Like, look out. You're going to go kill the queen with this thing. It's awesome. It's awesome.
So are you gonna get one too?
No, I don't think so. But I just want you to know that I just had this thought today, like, oh, I'm sure there will be one on sale on Woot today. So I went there and found out that Woot's not my mom, which I kind of knew that already. But
well,
whatever.
That's the fitness side of it, not the Nerf gun.
Is there a Nerf gun side to Woot?
I don't know. I got it from Amazon.
Dude, this thing is it is truly awesome. When he brought it in, it was just like, man, this. Dang, look at that, right? It's awesome. And then, man, when you start really looking at what Nerf is making these days,
it's so weird. Great. I mean, they're pretty incredible.
Yet, can we go back a little bit?
What?
And you said it was weird.
Well, okay. No, I was also thinking of, if you go on YouTube, there's so many people that are making modded out Nerf guns.
Oh, dude, that's a whole other thing.
Are like super incredible and super weird because some of them just get so major.
See, I'm always, I'm just wary of anything that I could get too interested in.
Sure.
And so that's how I feel when I look at Nerf. I'm like, there's a whole subculture here that I feel like I could get sucked into that I don't want to. And I will tell you, not right now, but sometime later this morning, we had a very similar experience at a gun store yesterday where, yes,
it was just lunch.
We were at lunch and we decided to go gun shopping like we do. And that felt like a whole other culture that I was on the verge of getting sucked into.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes we can step into during the day.
We can get into that later. But don't worry, we're definitely talking about that. But in the meantime, this Mega Mastodon Blaster, it costs almost as much as a real gun.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad.
Well, you must have gotten it on sale.
It was like, what, $60?
No. Well, I mean, that might be, again, what you paid
for. That's what I paid for it.
All right. It's $130 right now.
Oh, no, I got it on sale.
All right.
Well, I didn't know I got that much of a deal.
Well, that's from Hog Outfitters.
No,
Amazon. Toys R Us has got it for $85.
Amazon was cheaper.
Okay. I don't see Amazon on this list, but I'll check later. But, you know, it's fine because I'm putting it into my Smith & Wesson anyway. So, no big deal.
I got the rechargeable batteries for that, too.
Thank you.
The extra Nerf darts.
Appreciate it.
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Off air, something you guys don't know is that Nikki and I were just talking about something that's so wonderful. Have you guys ever had toast before?
Oh, just
you
bread.
You take bread.
I don't want to be like Oprah thing from last year?
I love bread.
Yeah, that thing. I don't want it to be like that, but just it's, I don't think as talked about as a snack as it should be.
I'll have you know, and I realize that this is ridiculous, but this totally happened. Last night, I'd say, I don't know, whatever time it was, I'm laying in bed. And
Toast time, that's what it was.
It was toast time. I was reading, and I was just like, man, I'm so hungry. And then I thought, man, I guess I could go have, you know what I could do? I could make some toast. And so, in what was practically the middle of the night.
What are you doing? And this is the time of the year where bread is supposed to be like, no,
I'm not eating bread. No, it's even worse. I didn't even have, you know how you're supposed to have bread that's made of like paper towels and
18 grains.
And grains and berries.
You're supposed
and whatever.
To see the seeds on the outside.
Yeah. No, I didn't have that.
You had white bread?
It's worse than that even.
What?
It's potato bread.
That's delicious.
I know.
That's the sacred bread.
While I was on vacation, I was just like, I bought a couple loaves and just forgot about it.
That's like that Hawaiian bread. I'm not allowed to get the Hawaiian bread.
Because you're just like, hey, what happened to the Hawaiian bread? I don't eat. We didn't have any.
We did not buy a
it's
whole
gone.
Thing.
No, I didn't eat it all. Shut
especially
up.
When you buy it from Costco and it comes with the 2 packs.
Yeah, you get 2.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So, I mean, toast is a snack, dude. And I'll tell you right now, you toast some potato bread.
This give that one a whirl.
This party just got lit. Like, things are happening.
I know you probably didn't think we partied that hard.
I'm just telling you right now.
But we do.
Potato bread toast.
Sometimes I put butter and a little bit of jelly.
Do you really?
On the toast.
See, because here.
And I never used to do that because it was like butter or jelly.
You're like.
And then Eric would do it. You can put both on.
Wait, really? It shocks me that Eric would be the one that would put both on.
Of it.
He puts honey on his Honey Nut Cheerios.
You eat the bread and you're like, is that jelly? And you're like, oh, butter. It's just delicious.
I do like that. I had some good blackberry preserves.
Preserves.
Yeah. But also, and it's, okay, this is my toast breakdown. It goes like this. I'll do just peanut butter. I'll do just butter sometimes, but seldom. A lot of times I like to do butter and some locally sourced honey. Because allergies, it's healthy. I need that.
Your body
does that, right?
Your body craves it.
And then I'll do butter with the preserves, or butter. You ever tried a cinnamon
with sugar? Yes, I have
a cinnamon sugar.
I didn't know that was possible.
You can put
I didn't know you could make the real version of the cinnamon toast crunch.
That's right. You put butter on it and then some cinnamon sugar. That is good. I'm so ready for toast right now. Man.
This is the most animated and happiest we've been all week.
At least all morning.
All week for sure.
Yeah. Because toast, right?
I know.
If
you're eating toast, you can't be mean to each other. You can't be doing drugs.
No, because you're like...
You can't get anything else in if you're still having toast.
And you can't get anything out.
That's right.
Because you're having toast.
Now you're probably going to gain weight.
Why?
We're eating toast. We're not just having toast.
You know what?
I'm having stuff on the toast.
Like, I'm tired of this, like, ugly...
Bread.
There's nothing wrong with bread. Eat some. And you know what? Put a potato in it.
Potato bread. Oh, my gosh.
It's the best.
No, it's... I'm not supposed to.
I'm tired of this. Toast is being maligned in a way it does not deserve. What did toast ever do to you?
About but make you pounds? Happy.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Nikki, you and I are always on the lookout for alternate ways to make money.
Of course, I think everybody is.
Isn't everybody?
We all want to have a little bit more money.
The richest guy in the world is like, if I could just get a little more, then... I can finally be happy, finally have what
I'm
looking for.
It's a common feeling. We all want a little bit more, but maybe not necessarily working more.
It totally is. So have you ever thought about your own gumball startup?
My own what?
Gumball. Like, you know, when you're at the grocery store or wherever and out in front, they got that little thing you put a quarter in and you turn it.
Sure.
That piece of gum comes out.
I guess I just haven't seen them as much anymore.
Yeah. I was thinking that too. Where was the little red ones? When is the last time you saw a row of those somewhere? It's been a while, right?
Been a while. I guess I assumed we said that wasn't like organic or they're not free trade gumballs or...
And you don't know that though. That could be a free trade.
What's the red dye? So I'm worried if you could get me something else.
So what you're saying is all this organically conscious food, whatever.
The gumballs had to go.
It killed the gumball industry.
Probably.
Well, I've never given pretty much any thought to where those gumballs come from, where the money goes when I put it in. But there are people that run, that's their business. That
they
is
run
their
vending.
Thing.
Well, I always counted it like a vending machine.
It totally is that. And here's the tale of Kevin Canuso of Omaha, Nebraska. He is a gumball vendor and he got hit hard, Nikki. His gumball machines were stolen. Not all of them.
But some.
Let's put a dollar amount on it. He has had, I believe it's about 30 of these that have been stolen. What do you think 30 of those are worth? And I realize that's a tough whatever, but 30 of them. What do you think?
10,000?
Boom!
Yeah! I win a gumball.
That's what he says. That these 30 things, like, that adds up. If you take
the
machine itself.
But is it the machine mostly, or is it the gumball? Because I always assume the gumballs are cheap.
It's the machine itself, it's the stock inside, and then whatever money was in there.
Sure.
He's estimating his losses at $10,000. Well, here's where it gets even crazier. They've caught the guy who stole 15 of these.
Yeah, because he has no teeth or he has to go to the dentist because he's been chewing all these gumballs.
No, the allegations are that a rifle gumball machine
was the one stealing them?
Paid him to steal them and to get the money. He got to keep the money in the machines, keep the gum if he wanted it. And then he just had to tell them what locations he had stolen them from, because that opened up those locations for them to put their machines.
I had no idea this was such a locations. Tough industry.
Man, it's like the mafia running the garbage truck industry or whatever. That is some cutthroat stuff.
Where was this at?
This is in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Man, it's cutthroat, dude.
That's some crime.
But the guy who ran
it. Now, if that's the worst of your crime, your area is still doing pretty good.
I know, but it seems like a joke to us. But this guy's saying, like, hey,
that's his career.
This is my business. This is my livelihood. Like, you take a $10,000 hit. I don't imagine that it's a multi-billion-dollar industry that he's running over there. So that's a pretty big cut into what he's doing. And to think that it almost, does anybody else feel like it feels kind of like an open world game where you're running around and you've got to maintain your gumball machines. And then you've got people that are coming in and trying to take your gumball machines. So it's that thing where you're over in one part of the town establishing gumball machines.
And you got to rush over.
And then this little alert goes off and you got to run over and you got to fight them off as they're trying to steal your gumball machines. And then you have to decide sometimes, like, all right, I'm losing that one, but I'm absolutely not going to let them encroach on this territory. And then you got to go over and attack someone else's and try to take theirs.
I did not think about that at all, but now that you said that, I'd play that game.
Gumball theft auto grand theft gumball
grand that, you could just call it grand gumball
but I feel like theft has to be in there somewhere. Grand theft gumball, because it's a combination of you're stealing theirs, they're stealing yours, and obviously you're jacking a Porsche and an AK and just going nuts.
Well, there's your moneymaker
right
there.
They had the gall to steal your gumball machine. So
the news story was one thing, but I think that's what really shines.
Make that game.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Okay, so I see I've got here an announcement from Burger King. Their parent company, Restaurant Brands International, has just announced that this year, at some point, maybe not right this second, but they are going to stop using antibiotic-filled chicken.
How are we supposed to get our antibiotics?
How are we supposed
in?
To get
Come
our antibiotics?
On. That's our medicine.
But here's what I find myself is, first off, there's a whole industry of antibiotic chickens. What are they doing now? Like, at what point do they start saying, like, all right, you know what? Stop. Nope. No more penicillin. And you, Mr. Amoxicillin, I see you going back over there. Stop it.
No, I assume then, they just will no longer feed them that. Or is it in the feed?
I guess.
That they give them? Because they kind of overfeed them to kind of bulk them up real quick. Like, the chickens get big real quick.
Right, and the antibiotics cause that.
Yes, because then you want a bigger chicken, and the chicken is misshapen.
Right. My thought is this. Okay, we've got this antibiotic-filled chicken. That's the big, like, oh, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. So what are they putting in them now?
Sure.
Because believe me, if you think that when Burger King announced that, hey, guys, antibiotic-free chicken, and those chickens just run and play and hang out.
Well, they didn't say free range.
I know.
They just said antibiotic-free.
That's what I'm saying, is that we say antibiotic-free, you think all of these other things, but we still got a chicken in a cage that can't move at all, that's being fed whatever, and then eventually slaughtered.
So what are they going to put in there?
That's what I want to know.
Perhaps a organic protein mix, so then it's protein and protein.
Maybe it could be.
It's like a super bird.
It's like that
fights back.
That episode of the X-Files where the chickens were being fed the chickens?
No one thought that.
You didn't think that?
No, I did.
Are you sure?
Anybody think that?
Let's see a hand. Wait.
Chirp,
somebody,
chirp,
if anybody chirp. Else is thinking about that X-Files episode, text us at 877-2-RADIO-U. One text validates my entire being.
They'll just lie and say they were.
No. They'll know, Nikki.
So Burger King is saying no to antibiotic chickens by what year?
This year. Yeah.
Next year you're like, why are you sicker?
You're like, man, I got to go to urgent care now, and I can't afford it because Obamacare.
No, the antibiotics, the ones that they would always
give. Trump killed all the doctors.
No, what's the ones they always give us? the...
What do you mean? Wait, what do you
amoxicillin mean? Amoxicillin or the Bactrim?
No, man, yeah, I've moved
those
on to some...
Those are like free anyways.
Some weird like sulfate-based antibiotics, and when I take it, I go crazy.
You did have that. You had like a meltdown with one antibiotic.
I start to itch and get angry.
And that's what's happening to these poor chickens.
They're itching and angry. Get them off those antibiotics.
They're having these meltdowns, so it's I guess, a step forward.
Boy, what's a chicken meltdown look like?
A chicken
melt.
And
where can I buy it?
It's got cheese on it.
I love a chicken melt. Sounds delicious.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I just want you to know, both Jason and Jerome both just told me, and I quote Jason, of course I was thinking of the X-Files episode.
Our previous conversation, something reminded him of an X-Files
Boom!
Episode, and I said there's no way anybody Woo! Else thought that. And I still don't believe you guys. I think you're making him feel better.
You know what? If you knew Jason and Jerome, as
not,
I do,
they're not going to lie.
You would know that they're not lying. They share my particular affliction
well,
for
good.
Science
then
fiction.
Then fine, you're not the only one then.
No, I'm not. There are three of us in the world. I am not alone. You know, Nikki, where three or more are gathered.
True.
Yeah. Or is it two? You know what? Let's get back to the Donner Party. Yesterday, Nikki and I went for a donor.
Is it donor or Donner? I forget now that we've talked about that. We really tried to remember.
We listened to this stupid thing on YouTube like three times. Trying to pronounce
it
right.
Donor. It's donor, I think. Because it's not Donner. Not Donner and Blitzen.
I was making the Donner joke.
The one thing,
because
yes.
The Donner Party, and then all these people on Facebook don't get the joke, and they keep trying to correct me. It's lamb.
Yeah, what a meat it is.
Okay,
but
wait.
Basically think...
Donor kebab.
Donor. So think about other types donor of it are like shawarma. Okay.
Aren't those people on like...
No. And a kebab or a gyro, where it's like
yes.
The shaved meat
mm-hmm.
put into some sort of bread item and presented for you to eat.
Well, we got a text from Dana yesterday, and she was telling us about this new restaurant that had opened up near us that did donor kebab.
Well, donor. It's not necessarily donor kebab.
Are you sure?
I think it's just donor. It's their version of a German street food, like a healthier
right.
version.
So we went over there, and it was awesome.
I had falafel, which was really good.
Yeah, I had just chicken. But we go over there, and the dude, at first, we're like, is this guy for real or what? He's doing a German accent.
No, he's German.
He totally was. And I don't know that you hung around long enough. But his friend was German, too. Like,
the other guy in the back.
There's, like, this American guy who's, like, wearing an American flag, really overcompensating with the other German dudes. And then, like, another guy came over, and he was telling him how to set up this display. And he also had that same German accent.
Sure.
I'm like, two German brothers immigrate to the United States, start selling donor kebab. And it's so
it's good.
Good.
It was really good. Man, everybody else had the beef and lamb.
Yeah, they did.
Like a combo.
So they fresh bake this bread, which really is, it's not quite
it's
a
like
gyro,
naan.
But it's, I don't know what that is. So sure it is.
The Indian flatbread?
Yes, it is like that.
It's like sliced in the middle
yeah.
and then given.
Then like I got, let's see, what did I get? Chicken. And then he recommended two sauces to me. It's like a house sauce, which is yogurt based with something, something. And then like a spicy sauce. And he mixed those. And that was very good.
You liked it?
I actually was a little, I just kind of looked at it. I was like, I'm scared of what you're making right now.
But
you know what?
You let him choose.
I'm all in whatever. So, and then I got cucumbers, carrots, and feta cheese. The feta was extra, but I went for it. I also couldn't pass up the fact that they were making french fries.
But they were chips.
They were.
They call,
but they
yeah.
said fries on the menu.
Yes, but it's potato chips.
And let me tell you
That's
this right
Americans.
Now. This was in a mall food court. This mall food court, some of the restaurants...
It's had its ups and downs.
It has. Okay, but check this, all right? This is what put these guys over the top for me. There are a couple of Asian restaurants in there that are great. There's one that's Japan something and one that's China something. They got the same owner. And we know they do because we see them trading money and employees and the whole thing. It's the same people. You go there, you get a soda. It's like full price to get a refill.
Yeah.
You go over to the Charlie Steakery. They'll give you a refill, but you got to wait in line.
But they give you sometimes attitude,
and then
too.
They give you the eye. Like, oh, okay, buy something. I did. We don't care. Get out. This place had a Coke Freestyle machine facing out. So you could have as much Coke freestyle as you wanted.
Was that
and
the best
any
part?
Kind that you wanted. Well, wait, okay, here's the thing. The meal itself was very, very good. I really liked it. But you add that on, and all of a sudden, I'm your cheerleader. I got myself a donor shirt, and I'm out there like...
And a Coke freestyle
donor,
shirt.
Donor, donor, there are, man. If they can't do it,
donor
yes, they can. So shut your face and get a refill.
We really liked it. Normally, when we try to pick a new place, it doesn't always go so well. Or some of us like it, some of us don't. But we're good for German street food.
I felt like everybody was on board yesterday.
They had a good,
and as
good
you,
showing.
You pointed out, like, no one came back and was like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah, last time, right before Christmas, we went to the buffet place. Man, we got sick
Golden
again.
Golden Corral. We went to Golden Corral.
I wasn't going to name.
I know. You name names. Let's get real now. We went to Golden Corral, and it was delicious, by the way. And
then
afterward, we got in the car, and everybody's like, okay, can we just pull over to the urgent care? There's an emergency room. Let's just go
What's
in there.
What's that? Epithet or whatever the drink to throw up?
Ipecac or something. Ipecac. Yeah.
Give me a bottle.
I had to take Nikki over to urgent care to get her stomach pumped. We just went to Golden Corral.
I'm better now. So yeah, I liked it. I felt that was good. And normally.
Donor.
Normally.
Donor.
Thank you. We're done.
I had a donor. It was good.
Your German pronunciation is just wonderful.
I know. I've got it.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
This week we've been doing the Obies. That's you guys giving awards and us not really giving... Basically, we're just asking you what were your favorite things
so
of last year.
We just put a title to it.
Got it.
You can go to Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, see the threads for what it was the best TV show for you from 2016. Everybody picked Stranger Things. What was the best movie from 2016?
That was a little more varied.
But mostly Rogue One. And then now, today, you can go ahead and post what was your favorite game from last year as well.
Okay, so the Riot's favorite pick for game last year, Forza Horizon 3, because, oh, the fun that was had. Andrew says, I'm also going with Forza Horizon 3. So much stuff to do in that game. It looks awesome. Augie says, Titanfall 2 single player was legit. So many great takes on mechanics. And he means gameplay mechanics, not the guy that fixes your car.
No. Yeah. Not that.
John says, I'd have to say Overwatch. That came out in 2016, right? It did. I still have never played it. Which I realized that turn in my gamer card or whatever. I just haven't. BJ says Titanfall 2 story was phenomenal. Mickey says, hands down, Dark Souls 3. I don't play Dark Souls because that's for people that want to hurt themselves.
Is it scary?
You know, it's just so hard.
Oh, sure.
Everyone talks about how hard those games are. And you know what? See my pick for Forza Horizon 3. What I like to do is have the funds. I like to have fun. And I don't.
More of a lighthearted game approach.
Every time I die, I'm like, this is not fun anymore. I hate it. Travis, who texted in, which is obviously something you could do, he said it was a toss up between Final Fantasy 15 and Uncharted 4. Jacob
said, Final Fantasy, did you ever decide if you liked it?
You know what? Here's what I basically did. I still have it. I only played it for about an hour.
You got a copy of it, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of sitting there. I've decided, like, the time is coming when I'm going to go ahead and delve in and actually play it. But I just decided to wait because I had some other stuff I wanted to play instead.
Sure.
So, I went a little crazy on sales during the holiday season. I ended up with Watch Dogs 2, Dishonored 2, then some Steam stuff. Somebody got me Mafia 3 for Christmas. It's like I have all these games. So I'm kind of...
Done with work, ready to go play.
Titanfall 2 is on sale today, and I was
don't add to it.
Well, guess what? I didn't.
Good. Don't add any more to that pile.
But when I saw it, I was like, I still haven't really gotten to play the multiplayer, but I'm not. Hey, look at me. I'm not doing it.
Way to go.
That's right. You know, you don't need to have lash out like this and criticize.
Hearing the pile, I was worried.
It's a good pile.
It is, but you got a lot. So you can add to the list if you want at Radio U Riot on Facebook or just text us.
Yeah, tell us what your faves were.
It's the worst of the Riot because calling it the best of the Riot would be a lie. Radio U.
This may be real news or it may be manufactured news. A self-fulfilling prophecy kind of news. We'll see what you think. I see here three different dating sites that are each saying that the first week of the year, this year, they will see more activity than any other week of the year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Because everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people's resolutions will include you're going to get out there and find somebody and start dating.
Really?
So they use apps, and you want to be able to get a date and have somebody by Valentine's Day.
Okay, hang on. Wait, I just want to beep,
back it up and follow along with it.
Back the truck up for just a second, all right? First off, you're telling me that we're already looking at Valentine's Day?
It's around
6 weeks.
It's knocking at the door. And you got to be able to build.
6 weeks away.
Well, yeah, but you got to build your relationship up enough to where you'd be going out on Valentine's Day.
See,
that's not like a first date type of holiday.
Everybody, let me help you, okay? If you haven't started your online dating profile or whatever, here's what I want you to do. I want you to realize something. You don't want someone for Valentine's Day.
Unless you've been in a longer relationship.
If you're already in a relationship, then Valentine's Day is something you do. But if you're not, you're like, I don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day. No, grab a friend and don't do something romantic. You go the anti-Valentine's Day. You play Titanfall 2. You go whatever.
Oh,
like
the romance. Oh, yes, the anti-romance.
Okay, and then a week after Valentine's Day, you got to celebrate Nikki's birthday. It's just a couple days later.
Of course. Now that anybody can do, no matter what relationship you're in.
And then after we get through Nikki's birthday, we don't have another national holiday until
Easter.
May. Right, but that's not a federal holiday kind of thing. So what you'll want to do is then you want to start dating. Then.
Yeah, but this time is when people are like, you know what, 2016... like you're coming out of a relationship or you didn't have one, so you want to start something new. So that's why it's so busy.
It's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because, all right, that's fine, I guess. Like, new year, new me, new accessory. I want a person on my arm.
Don't make it like that.
Okay?
Make it like that.
What? Isn't that where we are right now?
No, it's not.
And I'm going to get this accessory and I'll probably keep it till Valentine's Day, but then I won't need it anymore.
No.
I feel like
that's not it.
What? That's the ugly, honest way of looking.
No, because if you're joining, that means you're really wanting to try to find somebody.
Maybe.
So I'm not swiping. Like, you're actually signing up.
I didn't feel cynical about this until you mentioned Valentine's Day,
and then brought that out.
It was just like,
that's nasty.
Whoa!
Don't hate the
day. This is about not feeling alone in the middle of February, and I might as well get started. It's the first week of January.
Well, that's a lot of people's marker towards a relationship of like, well, we've dated for a few weeks, we're comfortable, we can have a Valentine's Day, and you need these weeks now in January.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you a deal. You tell me if you're in. Let's celebrate your birthday tomorrow, and then let's jump to March 21st. First day of spring, let's go.
Skipping Valentine's Day?
We're skipping winter.
No.
Like the whole thing, we're just going to skip winter.
I don't think we have the authority the permission to do
that.
We're
going to celebrate your birthday tomorrow, then we're taking Hibernol on Friday,
sleeping. We'll see you in the spring.
We'll see ya.
Still not as much nudity as Game of Thrones. Still not as many zombies as The Walking Dead. Still nerdier than The Big Bang Theory. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I want you to know that yesterday, Nikki and I got an opportunity to really experience America.
That's right.
I'm not going to say which one, but we went into a large outdoor wilderness sports store.
I think they all use the same decorator.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. A couple of wooden benches, some brown muted colored sofas, some stuffed animals, but not
dead,
not
stuffed
like
animals.
That stuffed animals, and a fireplace.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I really
and antlers as the lights.
I really wanted to sit in that leather chair next to that fireplace,
you
and
like
I
that?
Just I just wanted to finish out my day like that.
It's like a lodge.
That was glorious. Like, sign me up for that. So we went into this large store and we went gun shopping.
Chris is with us, and Chris has guns, and goes hunting.
We've all talked about getting guns.
Yeah, conceal and carry.
Like, I've got a shotgun. I've never even fired the thing. It's just sitting there.
It's for looks.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's just something you talk.
Decoration.
Well, yeah, I put it on a rack and just, you know, hang it. So everybody comes in like, hey,
no,
nice gun rack.
I'm not a gun person. They do make me uncomfortable. But my problem is so many other people are getting more comfortable with guns that scare me to where I feel like it would be a benefit if most of us at least knew how to handle one properly.
I think that's a good call. Well, my thing is, like, I went to a range. This has been like 9 months
ago. A gun range? Because to me, I heard rave, but you said range.
I went to a rave, and I took these gloves that I actually taped the glow sticks to.
You said range.
No, I said range. And so I... It's firing a gun is very unnatural because something's exploding in your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, you have a contained explosion in your hand.
It always makes you feel like a mistake happened. Like,
yeah, like
I wasn't supposed to do that.
It went off. We're not supposed to shoot. So we looked at guns. I'm still interested in getting one.
Basically, I think you and I should do a conceal and carry. Well, I need a gun course. I've shot guns.
So we need a gun safety course.
That's what I need first to learn about a gun, and then a conceal and carry. Okay. It doesn't mean I would carry one, but
you just want to do it.
I just want to feel
before
like
they take it away.
No one said that either, but I want to feel like I know how to handle it.
See, I feel like we need to bring a gun expert in and set them down so they could talk to us. Because the thing I want to know is I want someone to help me figure out what gun to buy.
Sure.
That, because I mean,
there was a lot of them at the store.
The only thing I felt qualified to buy yesterday was we found this knockoff gun Barbie. That it looks like it's a little doll that looks like Barbie and is fun and everything. But
came with a little tent and a hunting rifle and like a set of antlers
and a deer stand.
A deer stand, that was weird.
And you could take. Couldn't you take the antlers off the deer? So like you had shot it and then you could have the antlers?
It offended me. So I just walked away.
And they had both kinds of Barbie, the blonde and the brunette.
So weird.
Am I wrong?
That's it.
They had them. There were two stacks.
I know. I know we're all supposed to have things when you're kids of like, oh, I hunt and then this makes me feel like.
You buy your kid gun Barbie so that way when she grows up, she'll be a gun like, Barbie.
That sort of thing. I did see the pink gun and I don't want a pink gun.
No. But, man, you go in there, and that I love, too. They're like, okay, we got 40 different, I mean, what? No, probably more like 140 different kinds of guns, and they all look the same.
I know, right? And the guy was like, what do you want to see? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to see, but here's what I want.
What's the difference between this one and this one? Looks like nothing. Here comes Chris. He wants in.
Chris doesn't want in. But here's what I also want to do. I want to take a gun class,
uh-huh.
Like privately with maybe just us.
Yeah, but don't you want to?
I don't want to experience the other stuff.
You.
I just want to keep it.
Aren't you sure?
Quiet.
I think, no, we need, that is a YouTube video if I ever.
No, if we did do a gun.
The riot gets
I
guns.
Think we'd film it for a YouTube series. Because. Yeah. I'm going to have some comments. I'm going to try to keep... No, I need to learn how to shoot. I do.
Right.
Properly.
Right. And the difference between all
and
these
load
guns.
It. That's the bigger thing. I think I could shoot it, actually. You know, I need to learn how to load it.
It really isn't just that hard.
Put the clip in.
You pull it back.
And then you're good.
One in the chamber.
No, I need to learn properly.
Clear. Or is that a medical thing?
Medical thing.
Okay, we'll have
which
to figure
means
it out.
You didn't shoot right. Or well, did you?
Man, the last time I went to the range, they just like let you walk in with a gun and start shooting. I'm like, isn't somebody going to
show me something? Walk me through it?
Aren't you going to watch me or something? Just going to let me go in there?
Well, I'm in for something. Small class.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.